views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. And I am Charlene Hess. And I am so honored and so excited that today I get to be in this role of interviewing Cornelia on her own show. I'm so honored that she's asked me to be the one to do this work. We were talking the other day and I told her I wanted to get her story out there and how important that was to me because she has such an amazing story. And having known her for so long, I feel like it just isn't out there. It's like one of those things that you assume people just know this about me. And I told her, you've got to get your story out there. And I'm so honored that she asked me to be the one to share it, to be the one to hold the space for her to share her story. So I'm really honored. I'm going to go ahead and do a formal introduction so that you can know the amazing awesomeness of Cornelia. So Cornelia is the author, radio host of Empowerment Network. She teaches people to embrace their humanity. She offers simple and practical tools on how to live their lives using the power of their emotions and loving yourself whole. With passionate and fun nature, Cornelia teaches people in her retreats and in her private sessions, as well as in her online membership, helping people to integrate practical spirituality into their daily lives. She helps people become emotionally healthy and get great results. I'm one of those people that I got to be the recipient of her work. She mentors people into their empowerment, which makes a huge difference in their lives and in turn in the lives of others in their community. And essentially, she really is changing the world with the work that she does. She helps people to have huge shifts in their lives and to move past their limiting beliefs, their past experiences, and to step into a life navigating energies with passion and purpose and confidence. And so it is my pleasure to introduce to you Cornelia Stephanie.
Thank you, Charlene, for that wonderful opening and wonderful introduction. And thank you so much for hosting today.
My pleasure.
Hey, it's so fun to be, you know, on this side of the table right now. It's neat to sit in this chair. I just feel like there is this huge, you know, because when you're sitting in the host's chair, you've got all these. I don't know if you can feel this adrenaline right now.
Yes, I can. It's right there. I feel it.
I can totally feel it. Like it's like you know, you have to be on cue and this whole thing, right? And it's like, so it's a totally different ballgame, and you're holding a different space. And now I feel like I'm so relaxed because I don't have to do any of these things. I can just sit here and be me, and somebody else can hold this space. And there's nobody better than you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have so much stuff that I want to cover today because you have such an amazing and profound story. And I want everybody to know the amazingness of what you have transformed and how you have gotten to where you are in your life, how you have gone from the life that you had to the life that you have created and that are living right now. And it's such an amazing, miraculous story. But first, I wanted to ask you, you saw Oprah's speech that came up, and I found it really amazing and moving. And I just wanted to get your take on what you thought of that.
Yeah, that was that speech was so empowering that when Oprah delivered that speech, she invoked emotion in the audience. I mean, you could see that entire room, you could see tears welling up in women's eyes. And you can see that the men that were standing there, and they were just like, they were in full support of what she was saying because of that powerful message that she continuously kept bringing home about the time's up. The time's up. And she kept bringing that home. And of course, nobody better than Oprah to the way that she owned that room. You know, she's a perfect example because we're both speakers, and she's a perfect example of how to own that room, because so many people there, they wanted to clap and they wanted to, you know, show her their appreciation for what she was saying, but she didn't allow it. She just, I mean, I got so much out of that, that speech. There was so much there. And then, you know, how recently I too did a radio show with Sasha Fossa, and I think it was back in November, show about the Me Too, the sexual abuse and the sexual scandal that so many women have had to overcome. I, for one, have been in that role myself. So, and if people haven't listened to that show, they may want to go back to CorneliaStephanie.com and go under the media radio tab, and you can listen to, there's all the previous shows and even the one that I did with you, which was also dynamic because you have an incredible story yourself. But so, you know, there was so much to that speech, and I'm just so grateful that Oprah is such a powerful example of being worthy. And isn't that what this show today is about? Is
right.
Being worthy, right?
Right, right. The thing that she covered is, you know, talking about how many women's lives have been touched, men's lives as well, through all of the chaos and through all of the abuse. And I just really loved when she was talking about, you know, not anymore. And that's what I feel like you're doing with your work, Cornelia. And it is so, I get emotional thinking about it. It's so amazing how many lives you are transforming in the work that you're doing. And, you know, you overcame so many things. It's a miracle that you are sitting here today. And I'm so thankful because my life has been so changed by you. You grew up in a chaotic, abusive household. You didn't have your needs met. You suffered child molestation, racial discrimination. You've overcome severe drug addiction. You've overcome attempted suicide. Tell us, what was it like growing up in Cornelia's life? I know that you grew up in Germany, and what was it like in your life? What was it like for you as a child growing up?
Well, you know, that's really the problem, is that I have never been a child. I've never been able to be a kid in my own life. And I think that that's what's unfolding for me now. As I'm living heaven on earth, now I'm beginning to allow that inner child that has now been healed in me come out and play. But when I was a young girl, I have been a caretaker all of my life. And I feel like most of us have had to be caretakers for our life. And our emotional needs got set aside, as did mine. When I was 9 years old, I had already reached my limit as a kid, and I went to bed. I would go to bed at night and I would pray and cry to God, please, please never give me children. Never give me children, because I would never want a child to feel what I was feeling growing up in my household. I was born in 1963. And I was 1 month old when John Kennedy was assassinated. And my mother, she was a single parent, so I grew up without a father. And my mother was given up for adoption in the 1940s, and she was raised on the other side of the wall on the Nazi side in Berlin. And she also grew up without a father. So that played a big part in our life, because my mother's mission was always to find a man to help her support her children, because I was 2 years old when she left my father, and my brother was 1 year old. And so that was back in the 60s, like I said. And so that was 1965. So what a time for my mother to be so brave and to leave my father and go, because he was abusing her. So, but the problem was, is that she just kept finding the wrong men and attracting the wrong men, because always the job was to find the support that she needed. And when we look at the feminine today, how unsupported the feminine has been and how the pressure has always been on the feminine. And so here was my mother, you know, looking for the support to raise her children, and not having enough money, working five jobs. So as a girl, yes. I was in third grade when my mother pulled me aside and she said to me, when she realized she didn't have the support that she needed in order to be the man and the woman in the household. And so she employed me early on as the person to support her and take care of her. And so since then, I, as a child, became the caretaker of my mother and my brother and took on that role. I took on the role of the mother, and my mother was taking on the role of the man, because she went and she earned the money.
Wow. So for you as a child to witness that, to experience seeing this as a child, so you are now in the role of you're having to take care of your family and you are just a child. Tell me a little bit more about what that was like for you and how that affected you, because it's amazing to me how you grew up in that environment and then are able to turn around and you have developed this entire system, this entire coaching program that you yourself created. How did you get from this place of being in this chaotic household to where now that you're, you know, tell me a little bit more about that.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm also going to help you out because we have to go to break. So,
okay.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit seattlehealinghypnosis.com for more information.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Radio Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm Charlene Hess, and I'm here getting the opportunity to interview Cornelia. And so before we went on break, we were talking about what it was like for you growing up in a household where you had to be the parent in the family, where you had to take the role of taking care of everyone else. Will you tell us a little bit more about that, Cornelia?
Yes. So, you know, my mother didn't have the support, so she employed me to support her and be her right-hand person. So I took care, that was my main job, is to take care of her. And so she would wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning when she would get home from one of her jobs, and we would sit down and then count the money that she made for the tips. And then I would take that money and get the bills paid, and I would take care of my brother. And then the next day I would have to go to school. And when I came home from school, I would have to take care of the household and get everything taken care of, because my mother was gone all the time. And so, and like I said, her main job was always to find somebody to love her, find somebody to support her, find somebody to help her with her children. And, you know, that was also the conditioning of that time, to find a man.
Right.
Growing up at a time period when with a single parent back then, that wasn't accepted either. So that was a real hard thing already to deal with. We already felt like we weren't the same like the other kids, because the other kids, they all had mothers and fathers, and we didn't. And then, of course, you know, my mother being so upset that my father wouldn't pay the child support. So, you know, after a while, it just became a lot for her to bear. And so then she started drinking, and then she became an alcoholic. And so then that was my next role, is starting to take care of her in that sense, and make sure that she would get up and go to work on time, and make sure that she wouldn't kill herself, and make sure that and whatever the different men that she would bring home were always, you know, we're always wanting to, let's be good enough. Let's try to be good enough, because maybe this guy is going to be the one. Maybe this guy is going to be the one that's going to save us. Maybe this guy is going to be the one that's going to give my mom money to help her, to support her, so that we can, you know, be in a place to have some kind of stability. You know, we were always moving from place to place to place. And so all the, as an empath, I would feel everything. So I would feel everything that my mom felt, everything that she was going through. I felt all the pain, all the suffering, everything that she felt, the burden of having us children, of not having the support. I felt that. I felt the rejection that my mom felt from the different men. I would be the one that would be nursing her back to health when somebody would beat her and abuse her. So one morning, I remember, Sundays used to be our day when we would try to have some sort of family day. And so Sunday morning, I walked into her bedroom, and she was laying there, and there was a sheet that was all the way over her entire body. And so as I was opening the door and I walked in the room and I thought, is she dead? Mm. And I ended up walking over there and I pulled the sheet back and I didn't recognize her. I didn't recognize my mother because one of her boyfriends had taken her to the woods and tied her to a tree and took a wood stem and beat the living shit out of her.
Oh my goodness.
To the point where I didn't recognize her at all. She was out of commission for 3 months. For 3 months, she could not go to work. And for 3 months, I was nursing and taking care of her. And so I was witnessing this abuse that was going on all the time. And it always felt like such a burden. I always mm-hmm. felt like it was a burden at the same time doing my job. And then at the same time, I'm supposed to go to school and do good in school. My brother was a great student. He was an A student, and because I made sure that he was in good shape. And I was an average student, but my consciousness, my awareness was never in school. My work was always at home. Like, what's going to happen when I get home from school today? Is the house going to be in chaos? Is that what's going to go on? What's going to happen there? And so when I grew up, you know, I grew up with anger, a lot of anger towards my mother because I held her responsible for a lot of the pain and suffering that I was experiencing. And not until later on in my life did I realize that I've never, ever was angry that my father was absent. I put all that pressure on the feminine. I put all that pressure on my mother. And when we look at the women today, the pressure has always been on the feminine. It's always been on us to bear the burden, if you will. And when Oprah was talking about in her speech, that time is up. It's done. It's over because we are empowered and we are rising. And so anyway, back to the story. Mm-hmm. So when my mother was working at the military bases in Germany and as a waitress, and so the all of a sudden then she started going out with interracial. Then I started growing up in an interracial household because of the boyfriends were now African American, and so we were also being discriminated against at that time in Germany growing up. And my friends wouldn't let me come and play at their house because my mom's boyfriend or chosen father was of color. So. Wow. I experienced that as a kid early on too. And then when we came to the United States, which was when I was 13 years old, I was thinking that, oh my goodness, how great, I'm going to go to the United States because then at least I don't have to deal with this prejudice anymore, because obviously these people, these black people are from America and they speak American there. And I was so naive to think that when I got here, that there is no racial discrimination here, like it was in Europe. And then I get here and it was completely worse. It was worse here than it was in Germany. Mm-hmm. That in Germany, it wasn't as bad as it was here. So when I told my mother that our babysitter, who was an older man living next door to us, was molesting me, you know, she had gotten to the point where there was nothing anymore that she could even bear and deal with. And so it was always just too much to deal with. Mm-hmm. These were things that we just had to put a blind eye to. And these were things that now we have been able to transcend and release that emotion and heal those parts within ourselves and say, this is what happened. But all of it has happened so that we can heal from our past, because everything that's happening for us, Charlene, it's even though as painful as it is, but really we came into this life to remember our wholeness. We came into this life to heal from our past. We came into this life to own our full power, to claim our full worth, because that's what we're here to do. And that's that time is also now for us to break free.
Right, right. You know, I, you know, listening to your story, there's a lot that I can relate with, and there's a lot that I cannot even imagine. And I know that there are people that are listening, they're listening to the story, and their, you know, hands are over their mouths and tears are in their eyes, because how could a child possibly witness what you witnessed and experience what you experienced, and the trauma that is created that brings up this feeling of the one of the biggest core wounds that I think that it's out there for everybody is universal, is that core wound of being unworthy, to have to face racial discrimination on top of having to care for your mother and your brother, having to take that role, having never been able to be a child, knowing that if only you could be good enough, if only you could behave well enough, then you would get the love, then you would get the acceptance. And that is such a huge experience that we all have. I think that is something that, you know, that's a Me Too. That's like the biggest Me Too there is out there, in addition to just having had suffered any type of sexual molestation or sexual abuse, is the wound that is created from that, which is that unworthy wound. And that's what I really want to go into and I want to talk about, because that, you know, in the work that you have created a way to help people go in and heal that core wound. Because sitting here looking at your beautiful face, looking at this light that's shining out of you, people would look at you and never know what a horrific childhood that you suffered. And so we're going to go into break here in a little bit. And I want to, when we come back, I want to cover how you got from being this child in this absolutely chaotic, abusive, horrific experience home to where you are now, where you are able to help people heal that wound, that core wound of unworthiness. I can tell you how you did it for me, but I want the listeners to hear from you how you came to develop the work that you've developed to do what you're doing and to help heal literally the world from this experience. And so creating a new Me Too of I'm healed. And I want other people to have that experience too. So when we come back from our break, I would love to hear more about how you got from there to here.
Awesome.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's M as in Mary, jp99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
You are listening live to the Cornelia Stephanie Radio Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I am Charlene Hess, and I am here with Cornelia Stephanie, getting the opportunity to interview her as she shares her life story. And so before we left on break, Cornelia, we were talking about the incredibly horrific childhood that you had and what it was like to be a kid growing up in your world, and getting ready to talk about how you got from that place to where you are today, developing the life coaching certification program that I myself am certified through, as well as the work that you're doing to help other people heal their lives too.
Yeah. I thank you so much for saying that. I just wanted to say one more thing. You know, my story is a me too, because there's so many of us that have stories like this of horrific childhoods, of severe traumatic upbringings, of sexual abuse, so many things that we've had to overcome. And part of that is that I want to say that we have the power within us to break free. We have the power within us to be the miracle, to be the miracle workers. We are the heroes. We are the Oprahs within ourselves. We are the Christ consciousness here doing the good work. We are here because we can absolutely overcome this with the power of our love. Because it is through the power of our love and forgiveness that we can heal and that we can recover. So, you know, my childhood was severely painful as an empath, you know, and I took many different roles as I was growing up to many different stages. You know, as I grew, I had to play this role, and then I played this role, and then I played this role. And when I was about 10 years old, my mother developed epilepsy, severe epilepsy. And so I would sleep next to her at night, because I would try to prevent her from having seizures. Because before she would go into a seizure, if I could stop her, then she would be able to go to work the next day and bring the money home so that we can put food on the table. Mm-hmm. So my roles continuously changed. So that was another big part, because I would sleep with one eye open and one eye closed. And just when I would hear my mom would be about ready to go into a seizure, and then I would shake her and I'd wake her up, and then boom, now it's okay. I got her out of it. She could go to work the next day. I could go to school. We could try to, you know, get on with it. But when I didn't catch her, she would literally go into these full-blown seizures, and she would be out of commission for a long time. And sometimes that would happen. The emotional suppression behind epilepsy, you know, because I believe that 80% of our illnesses are caused by emotional suppression that we store in the physical body. And people can look up metaphysical meaning behind whatever illness it is that they're having in their body, so that they can look at what the emotional suppression was at a time when you didn't feel safe, when you didn't, you could speak out, as you know, Charlene, because you and I healed an organ. You healed an organ, your body healed an organ, but through the work that you and I did together, you were able to save your gallbladder and not have it removed, right? But with emotional suppression with my mother, epilepsy is a rejection of self, complete rejection of self, self-hate, rejection of self. And so a lot of times, you know, I've wondered, because as an empath, I always took on all of my mother's emotions, self-hatred at the core. So I wonder, you know, was it really that I really hated myself? Was it really all mine? Or was it really everybody else's emotion that I took on as a caretaker? And we as empaths do that. We take on other people's emotions, especially because we have the ability to heal and to nurture. And so many women are empaths. So many women are healers. And then we naturally want to nurture. We naturally want to take care of the people that we love. And I just want to say that my mother has overcome. She's healthy. She's happy. She doesn't have epilepsy anymore. She is in her mid-70s. And my mother and I, we have a wonderful relationship. We have healed together by the willingness to be able to bring the understanding what the pain and suffering was all about into wholeness and into healing. And I accomplished that because of the deep inner work that I did and that I brought to the relationship and that I bring to my relationship with Earth, with being a caretaker of the Earth and being the mother of the Earth, because that's what I really feel like it's all about, is us, all of us, being the divine stewards, the divine caretakers of this planet, and to nurture and care for each other and love for each other, because we can and because we must, because the children are calling for it. That's the reason why the divine feminine is rising, because she is saying no more. She is saying no more. We cannot tolerate it. And so to me about the not good enough piece, you know, here we are, you know, always proving, wanting to prove that we are good enough. That when you look up what is worthy, when you look that up, what is worthy? Worthy means having respect, having qualities to be good enough. And it's just absolutely absurd. It's absurd that people make choices every single day based on not being worthy and based on proving that they're good enough, proving that they matter, proving that they have value, proving that they have worth. But here's the secret. The secret is that being worthy doesn't have to be proven. It is, because you already are worthy. You were born worthy. It's only you are releasing and letting go the trauma, the wounds of the past that are stored in your physical body based on the experiences that you're having to bring those feelings up to the surface. So if you're in a toxic relationship and the toxic relationship is not showing you your true value, your true worth, if you're in a job where you're being devalued, if you're in the government and you're not feeling worthy there, you're applying for a job and it's giving you the opportunity to release worthlessness, then do that, because you have to be the one that has to say, I am worthy, I have respect, I matter, I value. You're the one that has to save yourself. You're the one that has to do that work, because nobody can do it for you. And that's the part of the inner work that I developed through my coaching series, is teaching people how to do that, empowering people to step into their own authority. Because part of the emotional core wounding, Charlene, as you know, there are really only a little bit more than a handful of core wounding that I discovered what they are. And what they are is shame. Shame is one of the lowest vibrational core wounding there is. And the opposite of shame is brilliance, is shine, glowing.
Right.
Glowing. So the other one, another core wound, is unworthiness, unworthy. The opposite of unworthy is worthy. So with that wound, you're only always releasing feelings of not feeling good enough so that you can claim your true worth. The other core wound is betrayal. Betrayal goes back to the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, when it goes all the way back, and it goes back even into the the Last Supper, or if you will. I don't really know too much about the biblical times, but I know that the energy of betrayal has been a long time on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
Of betrayal is trust. And so the only way that we can live heaven on earth is to bring the energy of trust. That means that we have to bring the energy of trust, not betrayal, into our relationship with everyone. With everyone that you have an inner circle with, in your relationships with your work, in your relationship with your creator, most people feel betrayed by God. They feel abandoned by God, which abandonment is another core wound. So betrayal, the opposite of betrayal is trust. The opposite of abandonment is security, because the only person that is ever abandoned is you abandoning yourself, because no one is abandoning you. You're releasing abandonment issues from your past out of your physical body through the experiences. But you yourself now are making a choice to never, ever, ever, ever abandon yourself again, staying true to create the life you want, staying true to being the hero in your own life, staying true to creating amazing relationships, to living your life in passion.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Cornelia, I'm listening to you, and again, I am a recipient of the work that you have developed and taught. I am also a certified life coach through your program, and I am helping and coach clients through this. And sitting here listening to you, I'm sure that there's a lot of listeners here going, wow, amazing. That sounds really great. But how? How do you do that? And so I want to bring up that you wrote a book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger. And if any of you want, you can go on, you can buy Cornelia's book, you can go online to Amazon. I actually have a copy that I refer to all the time. And in this amazing book, Cornelia not only shares more in depth about her story, about what it was like growing up and how she came to where she is today, she gives you practical how-to tools of how you can get from where you are in your life of chaos, of feeling like you're not in control, of feeling abandoned, of feeling worthless, of feeling not good enough, of feeling betrayed. And you can get to the other side of that. You can come to the other side to where you feel empowered and alive, and you can have this same sort of enthusiasm that we're listening to in Cornelia's voice. And if you're on Facebook watching, you can see the glow and the light in her eyes. And you too, you can have that experience too. Also, part of today's program, the free giveaway, is her 21-day practice. Cornelia, can you, just before we go on break, or we can talk about it when we come back from break, of how people can get in and get a free how-to of how to get from where they are in their life of chaos to coming back to a place of feeling empowered. So we're just going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd love for you to touch a little bit on that.
Okay.
What would you do if an angel came into your car and spoke to you while driving on the freeway? Tom Lombroso is a city planner, artist, photographer, and author. This happened to him. Join Tom every first Friday of the month at noon Pacific time on the Cornelia Stephanie Transformational Radio Show. Tom will be sharing his spiritual experiences. Find out more about Tom at www.whenangelstouch.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, and you are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I am your host today, Charlene Hess, and we're here with Cornelia, talking to her about how she came from where she was, listening to her amazing life story and her transformational process. Before we left on break, we were talking about how you can get for free her 21-day miracle series, and I myself have listened to it, and it's amazing. The fact that Cornelia is sitting here today is an absolute miracle, and you can look at how you can find miracles in your own life by listening to her series. So, Cornelia, can you tell the listeners, how can they get that free 21-day miracle series?
It's they can get it at radio@corneliastephanie.com. Email radio@corneliastephanie.com, and then I will send you the link. And what it is, it's a 21-day audio recording of how to perceive miracles in your own life. And recently, someone sent me a text saying, I love your miracle series. And so I said, why? And the person wrote back, because now I see how many miracles I have in my life because you opened it up for me to perceive the miracles in my own life. And you know, Charlene, that's really what my work is about. It's about, and as you know this, it's about empowering each person to be their own authority. Because one of the core wounds, another core wound, is the victim. The victim savior wound. And we're not victims. We are absolutely empowered creators.
Absolutely.
On this planet. And what we do for one, we do for all. And so transcending the victim consciousness, we're not taking any victims with us. We're not taking any prisoners. And guess what? Nobody's coming to save you. You have to save yourself because the guru paradigm of looking outside of yourself for someone to come and do something for you, for someone to come and save you, for someone to come and rescue you, that's part of that old codependent cycle, that savior paradigm that is no more. Because we are calling for the empowered masters that we are to really fully step into our own authority. That's what this show today was also about, is how to step in your own authority. And that's really what it's about. And then when people do step into their authority, like what happened with you, you're such a perfect example of what happens when a person that has had, you had a tremendous story yourself, you took, had a lot of the same wounding, and then the empowerment journey began, and little by little, you started claiming your authority back, you started claiming your power back. It doesn't mean that you're giving me the power, it doesn't mean that you're giving me the authority, it means that you have claimed it yourself. You're the one that's influencing your community, and the people in your community, Charlene, are healing because of you. So right. I see the posts on Facebook, the people that have overcome some of the things that they're overcoming. It's because of the example that you're setting. It's because of the example that you're leading. And it's the same thing here. And so what a ripple effect that is for wholeness practitioners out there, fully empowered, fully self-realized, fully awake, fully conscious, living their paradise. I mean, you don't have to be, you don't have to have you don't have to be spiritual. You could be an atheist, but if you're going to be an atheist, then you better be an atheist. Be an atheist all the way. Stand up for what it is that you believe in all the way. Stand up for your faith and bring that trust, bring that love, bring that unconditional acceptance to wherever you are. It's just like you said to me before, when I had invited you to do something, I can't remember what it was, but I think I had invited you to be a guest on my show. That was last year. And you said to me, I don't know what it entails. And you said, but okay, I'll do it. Sign me up. I trust you. Right. And then yes. I thought about it and I thought, well, that's really cool. That's exactly what it's about. It's about, because could you conceive the fact of me betraying you?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Once we embody trust in ourselves and in our relationships, that betrayal is part of the past. It's part of the old paradigm that is no longer. It's because of the work that you're doing, because of the work I'm doing, the children of today will never know what betrayal is. And in your relationships, it will never play out. I don't care who comes in. Once you've cleared that wound, that betrayal wound, there is nobody that will be able to come in and trigger you into having a feeling of betrayal because it doesn't exist.
Right. And sitting here listening to you say that, I know in all my being that that is so true. And I also know that there was a time when I first heard you say that, that I was like, yeah, right. Like, how is that possible? How could you possibly heal a lifetime of beliefs that people betray me? I am betrayed. How do you do that when you're in that place? And I think that you touched on it earlier when you said that it's about what you're looking for. And just like with the text that you got from the woman who was going through the miracle series, because you are creating that, you're putting that in your consciousness. And so now you are starting to look for the miracles and they're everywhere. If you are looking for betrayal, if you are looking for abandonment, you will find it no matter what. You will absolutely find exactly what it is that you're looking for. And that's part of the work that we have done together and part of the work that you teach is about bringing that conscious awareness. And then there are those times when you have healed that wound of betrayal. And as you've healed that wound of betrayal, all of a sudden something comes up and you're like, wait, am I feeling betrayal? And one of the key things that you taught me years ago was to ask myself, is this mine? Because I too am an empath, as you know, as like you had said earlier, a lot of men and women are empathic and we do feel things that belong to other people. And so I think a lot of times as we go through and heal this, we can trick ourselves and say, well, I must not have really healed that wound because I'm feeling it again. And I think that it's really important piece to ask yourself, is this mine? Is this feeling of betrayal mine or am I feeling it from somebody else? And we have the power to clear that energy like that, just instantaneously, we have that power to do that. And so I know that as we are going to be able to be covering a lot of these things because, yay, we get to have two more shows after this one. And I'm so excited because it takes like 12 shows to cover all that is Cornelia. But taking these three weeks to be able to interview and to talk about you and to talk about the work that you do and the work that you've done. And I know that another really big piece that I really want the listeners to hear and I want people to know about you is that you were suicidal. That was one of the first stories that I had heard about you that just blew my mind about how you went from this place where you were in the moment of ready to take your life and how you overcame that. And it is such an incredible, phenomenal story. I think that, in my mind, is the launching point of what took you from being where you were stuck as a drug addict, stuck in this place of absolute, complete chaos, self-hatred, and you hit that crossroads, and then boom, here you are today, many years later. And so next week when we, please, I invite all of you listeners to come back next week and hear the amazing story of how Cornelia went from that place. And so we'll cover that more. And again, I want to encourage you, please, get her free 21-day miracle course. It's absolutely wonderful. It's a really great start. And if you want to do this work, you can. You can get her book, Peace, This Flip Side to Anger. You can order it on Amazon. You can also email Cornelia, get more information. But you can also work with a coach. I'm taking clients right now. Cornelia's taking clients right now. There are other certified life coaches that have worked through the healing process of using your emotions to heal your life. And so again, Cornelia, will you please tell us how people can get the free 21-day miracle course?
Radio@CorneliaStephanie.com, radio@CorneliaStephanie.com, and go to my website at CorneliaStephanie.com. They can also listen to my online daily membership portal. There's free messages there for people to listen to and then sign up for a year and be empowered every single day. CorneliaStephanieVIP.com and be the hero in your own life. And that time is now. It's time to break free, people.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for listening. I am so excited. I can't wait to talk to you all again next week. And you can hear more about Cornelia Stephanie and how she's healed her life. And you can too.
Thanks, Charlene.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at CorneliaStephanie.com.